true arrival and surrender into their feminine energy and essence, reclaiming their womb space from whatever life experience they've had. A greater sense of groundedness arrive within all of the women as they arrive into the present moment, which is the connection to themselves and their bodies. Welcome to the Embodied Woman podcast with me, Rebecca Wilson. An embodied experiential space for you to drop deep into the wealth of wisdom within your being and activate a fuller, richer you. I am a feminine awakener, thought leader, embodied business doula, sacred business midwife, healer, and all-round medicine woman. I am here to guide women deeper into their essence and power, to activate their life force, awaken pleasure, and support them to live an embodied life. I will help you birth your visions, dreams, creations, desires, and sacred business into the world from an easeful, embodied, and rooted place within. My work supports women to become more available for life, love, relationship, connection, creation, pleasure, and wealth. I will activate you into self-leadership and self-mastery to truly live an embodied and awakened life. Welcome on the journey, my love. Hello, gorgeous. Welcome back to the Embodied Woman podcast. Today, I am diving deep into the feminine transformation that happens, that is born in the spaces when women gather together on retreats and immersions. So I'm not long out of retreat at this point in time in which I'm recording this episode, because sometimes I record them ahead of time. And I wanted to record this one today whilst I'm still resting in the potency of the journey that 14 women just took with me over the weekend in our retreat together. It was just something so good and so special. And I just felt really called to try and bring forward, if I can, the magic that happens within these spaces, particularly as one of my beautiful clients had asked me, do you share any more about what happens on the retreats? Is there any more pictures or images? You know, what goes on there? And it really sparked a kind of like an opening inside of me. And we had such a beautiful conversation about it. And I just wanted to try my best to share here in this episode in this way, what really happens in the space. And for those who are curious, my answer to my client's question was that the space we create together as women on retreat and immersion is so deeply sacred and honored by all that sit in the circle, that I do not take it upon myself to capture images or footage of what happens in that space. Now, that's been a really clear decision for me for the many years, the past 10 years, and oh gosh, many, many retreats that I've held. And that isn't me sharing or saying that that is wrong if anybody else does that. But what I am sharing is when we arrive on retreat, as women, in all of our womanhood, in all of our womanness, in all of our humanness, we enter that space which is sacred. What happens and unfolds in that space, we all take a vow of confidentiality together to agree that what is unfolding and expressed and shared in that space stays there and there only. Now this, I come to recognize over the many years that I have been facilitating, instantly creates a feeling of safety within all that sit in that circle. Many women do not share permission for their images to be shared, you know, beyond kind of the group out in social media and email marketing and so on. And I agree with that myself, because there's a tenderness that happens in these spaces. There is a deep opening and an unfolding and an offering of ourselves to the women that are in that space. Beyond that space and time, for those days that we're on retreat, not much else exists. We're in a time warp. We're in a space so present together that we really do not remember the outside world. And it's in this great holding that this true feminine transformation can happen. You know, marketing really asks us to share all of the aspects of our work and so on for others to see. But the energetic frequency of the space and the feminine really asks that we trust on the part or aspect of us that is called to have this experience, and that we need not see other people's processes or what happens there, but to trust that deep calling inside that knows this is the space for me to arrive more deeply in connection to myself. Within the retreats and immersions that I hold and cultivate and curate for women, I see and witness these women that arrive reconnect with themselves and their bodies in ways they never thought possible. See, when a woman takes this journey of reconnecting to her body, her feminine energy and essence and womb space, she experiences a deeper sense of embodiment and presence within. Upon this journey, I witness women release the layers that life has built up around them. They break down the walls and the barriers. They soften into this fluid nature that is true and exists so deeply within them. I witness tears and laughter of equal measures, and a true sense of community that is born when we all gather in this way to share the most vulnerable parts of ourselves, and how when we have that courage to be vulnerable, to share aspects of our being and our life with each other, that it opens a space for intimacy and connection to be born. What I witness most within the women that arrive in these spaces is this deep longing and yearning for togetherness, for sisterhood, for being with other women that are traversing the path of life, whether it be womanhood, hormones, fertility, motherhood, conception, menstruation, perimenopause, menopause, grief, love, softening, all of the things in which we traverse and experience throughout this many seasons and cycles of womanhood in life. These women begin to cultivate an attunement to their own bodies. The space I offer is a space that is uniquely designed for that to happen. We all release the idea of linear expectation, and we step into the circle, the spiral of awakening. Over the time that we share, both in circle and just being at the dinner table together, sharing food and nourishment and stories and listening and crying and laughing and everything in between, I witness women becoming more aware of the physical sensations within their bodies, more aware of the emotions that are rising, ebbing and flowing within the land of their being, a deeper understanding of their cyclical nature, an understanding of the season of life in which they are in more fully, an offering of the wisdom from the seasons that they've traversed and that have passed, wisdom that is shared to other women who gladly receive it so deeply, offering of this insight from a dear friend and sister always offers great comfort and support. I see over the time that we share together, a greater sense of groundedness arrive within all of the women as they arrive into the present moment, which is the connection to themselves and their bodies. As we journey through the practices, that I uniquely and intuitively bring together for each group. No two retreats have ever been the same. I see these women, they're tapping into this innate wisdom that lives within their womb, beginning to trust their body and their intuition and their inner guidance. They begin to honor themselves, constantly checking in with what their body needs, how it wants to move, what would feel most nourishing for them moment to moment. And this allows this true arrival and surrender into their feminine energy and essence. Women connecting to their wombs, reclaiming their womb space from whatever life experience they've had, washing healing through the ancestral lines, stepping out of familiar narratives and patterns, and the cycling loops of story that have lived generation upon generation, passed down through the mother line and the womb lineage. Here, women begin to reclaim their personal power. I see them step forward in themselves and their lives, recognizing their own unique strengths, desires, reclaiming of boundaries, a voicing of needs, a greater sense of self-assurance and autonomy. These women, they arrive very different for how they leave, more attuned to themselves, having experienced authentic connections, cultivating relationships with the other women in their circle and their surroundings, creating intimacy with themselves, and a greater understanding of the life that they've lived, how it may have impacted them, influenced them, what wisdom and messages they want to take from that out back into the world, and what they may want to lovingly and easefully leave behind. As women embrace this journey of womb connection, feminine energy, and restoring themselves into their true essence, they begin to honor their needs, desires, and values. They begin to re-script and realign to the more deeper core values that they never knew existed within them. Life becomes more fulfilled in ways that they didn't know they could be fulfilled. This offers this profound feminine transformation, embodied presence, honoring of feminine wisdom, emotional resilience, honoring of our ancestors and the women that have walked before us, a reclaiming of power, deep healing and transformation, which opens the space to cultivate deeper creativity in our lives. Deepened connections are formed as women begin to step back out into their world and their lives, living from a more authentic place within. Returning to the connection within the womb and the feminine energy is a deeply personal and transformative journey, which enables women to embrace their strengths, wisdom, and vitality. It offers an opportunity for them to be fulfilled most deeply from within. Women who cultivate a deeper attunement with themselves often experience deeper and more authentic connections in their relationships and their lives, which allows for a depth of intimacy and understanding that they never knew available to them before. As they heal, they step into this process of allowing the releasing of any stagnant energy. A true transformation arrives, and they pave the way to step back out into the world, reborn and new. New in the acknowledgement of all aspects of themselves. A true welcoming of all parts of themselves home. This allows them to be able to voice themselves, their needs, their creativity, their boundaries, their feminine power and radiance in the world. With this newfound emotional awareness and understanding of themselves, it's a tool that supports all women that join me on retreat to navigate life's challenges with greater resilience and resource in their body. This journey encourages women to tap into their wisdom, trust their intuition, embrace their cyclical nature, and honor the unique insights that are born from connecting and attuning to their inner world. All of this results in a greater sense of grounding, an anchoring, and a recentering in their own body and being. And what happens on these retreats is truly remarkable, and can never really be put into words. But the women, they always gather, and their lives are forever changed, and those moments that we share together forever etched into their hearts and wombs. And friendships are formed over long periods of time. The reconnections happen, and women continue to share and support with each other, for each other, many months and years after they have gathered together. If there's an aspect or a part of you that is yearning for this deep transformation, to be held in a space with women, to gather, to allow the true magic of when women gather in sacred spaces to unfold, to wash through you and your life, I welcome you to join us for our Woman Immersion. This is a 5-day immersion in June 2024, from the 24th to the 28th. We have limited spaces, and at this point in time, this will be my final retreat of the year, as I am on my own journey of preparing myself and my energy and my body to conceive and bring in to this world a new life. So at this point in time, this is the final retreat I have planned for this year, and also for the next 1 to 2, maybe years after, as I'm sure my time will be very full taking care of a new being on earth. So if you've been feeling the call and you're not really sure, you needed that little push, I hope that this podcast and me just sharing this in this way has allowed you to understand more deeply what happens in these spaces. And if you're feeling that call or that pull, now really is the time to join us. As always, the spaces are limited on retreats, which allows for a depth of connection, intimacy, and the space to really be at that of community and intimacy and coming together. I'll pop all the details of the retreat in the show notes of this episode so that you can explore that and have all the information you need should you feel that call to join us. Thank you for being here. Sending you so much love. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. If you loved this musing and sharing, I would love for you to share this episode far and wide. You can arrive into all of my offerings at rebecca-wilson.com. Links to dive deeper with me are in the episode notes. Remember, my love, you are here to be the fullest, most potent, powerful, embodied version of you. I am here to guide you into that. Hey, love, I'm dropping in here to welcome you to join us in our online community membership, The Village. I created this space for women to gather, to return to themselves, to deepen the connection and the relationship with self, whilst held in a community of like-minded women walking the journey and the path of their own awakening.